There wasn't a heavyweight from South Africa in the world top 10 since Corey Sanders. So we had number 13 now. Hopefully this victory can push me into the top 10. And then, yeah, it's more history for South Africa. And I'm very proud, but it does sink in sometimes. And I said, I just need to keep working hard, stay in my lane, and my opportunity will come.
Hello, a very warm welcome to Dan's Got Change with Bright Rock and adventures each week with some good friends of the Dan Nichols Show, including this week, one of the single most dangerous human beings I've ever had on the show. Now, you wouldn't know this because he's also a perfect gentleman, unless, of course, you happen to be inside a boxing ring with him, in which case you're bursting into tears and calling out for your mum, because Kevin Lorena is something of a menace. Kevin, lovely to have you and to catch up with you, and to do so in what I think is planning and preparation mode, because there's now a rather large fight on the horizon.
No, it's always great to chat to you, Dan. And one of the best shows I've been on was your show that we did in 2019. But yeah, big fight ahead of us, 17 September. We've got a massive showdown. It's my third international fight at heavyweight, and it's a big one against a very big man. So I'm looking forward to the challenge. But yeah, I look forward to coming on to your show if I get the nod again.
You most certainly will, and we'll do that in the build-up to a fight that does look a little challenging. I'm obviously backing you to the hilt, but you are 6'1", and you're a beast of a man. You're fighting someone who is 6'8", Kevin Lorena, and looks like he eats small children for breakfast. How do you approach something like this when you're taking on somebody who's obviously a fairly impressive physical specimen?
No, look, he is a big human being, a physical specimen, but this is the type of heavyweight fight we want to bring to South Africa. This is what gets the fans there. This is what gets people talking, and this is legitimate fighting, David versus Goliath. My last fight, I went by the hashtag calling myself the Giant Slayer, and this fight no different. So it's going to be a tough challenge. I'm not naive. It's going to be a very tough challenge, but the victory does a lot for us. It potentially can get us into the top five in the world. And that means a world title shot is looming. So we got to beat these guys. I mean, he's fought Vladimir Klitschko for the unification heavyweight world titles. He's fought Dylan White. So he's fought very big names. So now if I can go in there and do a good job on him and beat him, it says a lot for my campaign at heavyweight and my road to heavyweight world championship.
In order for you to do that, you'll need to supplement your immense natural talent with a fair bit of training and preparation. How does life change for you in the build-up to a big fight like this?
I stay pretty consistent in terms of staying in the gym all the time, training, you know, keeping in sort of decent shape. So when the fight offers do come, I just ramp it up. But for this one in particular, I'm very excited, and it's the most excited and motivated I've been, because it's the biggest fight of my career. It might not be a world title fight like cruiserweight world title fights that I had, but it's at heavyweight against the biggest man. It's a tough challenge. It's the biggest fight of my career. So I'm 13 weeks out now, but I'm still training twice a day, some days only once. And then from about 10 weeks out, we'll increase the training camp. We'll start bringing in sparring partners of a similar stature. We'll bring in a guy from overseas who wants to come assist us with sparring. So we're taking this fight very seriously. But yeah, it's all about skills. No, heavyweights can hit hard and one punch can turn the fight around, but we're not naive to that. And we know what can happen at heavyweights, but it's about skills and being smart and being elusive and being dynamic. And that's what I want to be for this fight, and training hard, but training smart, because the older they get, the smarter you have to train, I guess.
In years gone by, heavyweights would have built up to a big fight with handfuls of raw meat and throwing down a few beers. And your training was a little different before. Are we now in the modern era of even heavyweights being on boiled chicken breasts and shredded lettuce and taking care of themselves like supermodels?
I wouldn't say like supermodels. I'd say performance-inspired nutrition, eating good quality foods, your good carbohydrates, supplementing well. Red meat now and then. I'm not such a fan of red meat, but that's me in particular. So just being smart about it. Yeah, the heavyweights of yesteryear, obviously all about brawn, and it's okay to have a beer and get in there and fight, which it is, I guess. But the modern day athletes, all about nutrition, strength and conditioning, and kind of trying to get that 1% better, you know. At the end of the day, it's a fight. You fight with your two hands and that's it. But if you can have that 1% extra, 1% more on recovery, 1% more on nutrition, 1% more on strength and conditioning, you kind of got a bit of an edge. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the fighting, I guess.
And about that fighting, when you step into the ring, we've spent time together outside the ring, and you're absolutely lovely. You're delightful and you're polite and you open doors for old ladies and you're just a wonderful guy. And yet we're in the ring. You have to be a very different beast. Is there a switch that flips when that the referee starts the fight? Do you become a different person?
Most definitely. The entire build-up, I like to stay relaxed in my own lane, be the Kevin Arena I am. But when it's fight time, I have to switch on. It's like rugby players put their boots on and they switch on. When my gloves come on, I switch on. And that's in the gym too. You know, I'm a funny guy. I joke around. I like to take the mickey out of my teammates. But when the gloves on and it's time to spar, that man across me, I got to give him my best because he must give me his best because that's the only way I'm going to do better. And then the same thing for the fight. When we're in the change room, the music's on, the mood is on, and I'm ready to rumble. And when that bell goes, I always say I look to seek, maraud, and destroy. But most importantly, as long as me and my opponent can both make it home to our families, that's all I pray for because at the end of the day, it's just sport. But yes, I'm in there to do well and I'm in there to win, and victory is all I think about.
You make a really important point there on the safety issue. And I think there is a lot of respect amongst boxers, no matter the pre-match banter that we always get as part of the entertainment package. Are there butterflies? Are there some nerves as you build up to and then walk into the ring, knowing that what you're doing is a pretty dangerous endeavor?
Very daunting task, Dan. You hit the nail on the head. Of course, there's nerves, there's butterflies, there's anxiety, anticipation. But yeah, the nerves. But I think the most important thing is how you channel those nerves and what you do with them and what you do with them when you take them to the ring with you. Look, once that first punch lands, whether you land it on him or he lands it on you, the nerves go out the window. Part of the game plan goes out the window and you're fighting. But the nerves is definitely there. We're only human beings. There's a safety aspect we always have in the back of our minds, but we try not to think about it because we're in there to fight and entertain the fans. But it's still a gentleman's sport because after the fight, we shake hands, hug each other at least 9 out of 10 times we do that.
And do you allow yourself to imagine, even briefly, just how much your life could change if you win this fight, if you go on and get a world title fight, if you become suddenly one of these top 5 heavyweights in the world?
Most definitely, Dan. I continuously think about just the fact that we've got you. You know, when I was a cruiserweight champion, I never got the recognition kind of that I thought I would get or that I deserve because it's not a massive weight division. Heavyweights is the glamour division of boxing, especially now with the likes of Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, and those champions at the moment. When I announced this fight, the boxing world was talking. David Hay was messaging me. Dillian White, who just fought Tyson Fury, reached out and said, "Hey, man, that's a hard fight. If you beat this guy, you've got a future." So it did a lot for me. And to think about it and to fathom that as a South African guy, with no amateur fights, just hard, dedicated grind, we've managed to get this far. It's really exciting for us and as a country, to be honest. Like I said, I'm proudly South African. I'm in no rush to go anywhere else besides stay here at home and campaign from here and travel overseas if I need to. But I'm just honored to be here. And there hasn't been a heavyweight world champion from South Africa since Corey Saunders shocked Vladimir Klitschko. And I want to become the next heavyweight world champion from South Africa and the next South African to challenge for a heavyweight world title.
It is an exciting space you find yourself, Kevin, not just for you, but for the rest of us. And I think I mentioned this to you in a message the other day. I've never been to a boxing fight before, so I'm going to be ringside come September, cheering you on. And I'm going to be at that world title fight when that comes up as well. And I can't wait for both of those.
I look forward to having you there. Put on a good show for you. And like you said, speak it into existence. You will be at the world title fight. I don't think it's going to be in South Africa. I don't think we have that type of money. But wherever it is, we will be there. And hopefully you're there too.
I shall book my flights. Kevin, good luck with the training. Give me a call if you need any hints with a diet, exercise and gym. And we look forward to having you back in the Dan Nicholls Show studio soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Dan. Look after yourself.
There we go. He comes across as that sort of school prefect who's just absolutely delightful. Then he gets into a ring and he turns into a whirlwind of boxing menace. And he's going to be doing exactly that in September. South Africa's champion boxer joining me on Dan's Got Change with Brightrock. It's Kevin Larina.